Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. Are you ever wiping throughout night and day? Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Welcome to the Rant Cafe Anime Podcast. My name is Chuck Sean. I am joined today by my two fellow co-hosts, Briggo Tate.
I'm Bald Briggs.
He's Bald Briggs. And we've got Animac from Anime Uproar.
Yo, what's up, Chuck Sean?
How's it going?
Good, good.
And I am really excited today because we are going to be joined by our lovely Speed Dial guest, Anime Recon, to discuss the new anime season.
Let's go, man!
Let's go!
Just had the mayo pizza actually before we started. It was delicious.
Fuck off!
Disgusting. Did anyone see the title of the stream? Did anyone see the title of the stream?
I'm opening it now as we
Fuck.
Speak.
What was the title? Oh god!
Bad taste, gross recon recommends us new anime.
God yeah, so it, guys, yo. The new anime season just started. The winter 2023 season. And so we all had to get our resident guy who watches every single new anime.
Let's go
in here Speed to down. Tell us what we should be watching, what we should be ignoring. Other than, of course, Vinland Saga, which is fucking amazing. I watched the first episode, of course, because I'm not going to wait for.
Oh god, I can't wait!
I can't wait for Recon to tell me.
I can't wait to watch Vinland Saga.
Farmland Saga, so baby.
Arc, baby, let's go.
Man, the way that episode started, I was like, you know, someone's getting killed. You know someone's getting killed in the last half of the episode, bro.
Bro, it was too peaceful. I'm like, nah, something's
going on. Yeah, it's like this
idyllic,
peaceful village, and it's like, oh, just enjoying life. And I'm like, nah, this is Vinland Saga, bro. They're all getting killed. They're all getting raided by some Vikings and murdered.
I've been hyping up this season or this arc for like 2 years now.
I've been waiting to see it because of how much Briggo hypes up the farm.
I've been hyping up this arc since before the last anime even the first season even aired.
Yeah. You're like, dude, I know season one's gonna be fire, but like the farm arc, bro. The farm arc. It's all about the farm arc.
The reason Vinland Saga is so awesome is because it really doesn't sugarcoat things. Like, it shows you how hard life used to be back in those days in those parts of the world. And it's like, it just makes me think, it's like today we have people complaining about stupid jokes on Twitter and making that be like a big deal when people were like literally dying left and right and struggling to survive and all this other stuff. Like, your ancestors struggled so much so that you could bitch about Twitter. Like, come on, man. And I fall into this too. Like, I also like, did you see those stupid shippers on Twitter? So I'm responsible too. But it just makes you think.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Hard times make tough people, or I don't know the exact saying, and then easy times make for fucking weak crybabies on Twitter. That's how the saying goes, actually.
Hard times make strong people. Strong people make easy times, and then easy times make weak people.
Exactly. And the cycle continues, because weak people are eventually going to create hard times once again.
Exactly. And that's where we come in, the top alpha G's of the world.
Oh my god! But yeah, no, I'm super excited to watch Vinland Saga. I've been literally hyping this season up for years now, so I cannot wait. And I hope they do it justice. I feel like it's pretty hard to fuck up, but you never know with anime.
True. It's in my top five anime of all time. Like, definitely.
Yeah, even Recon, sure. Even Recon, who you know has terrible taste, can't ignore how good Vinland Saga is.
Bro, I can't ignore Vinland Saga. It's top five anime. I've even said it on like when they were roasting my taste. I'm like, I've had it in my top like always.
And think about it. Vinland Saga doesn't have a harem. It's not an isekai.
Bro, I love Viking stories.
It doesn't have magic superpowers. Wow. And yet even Recon loves it. Like,
I feel like Recon's gonna dislike this season.
Nah, I'm not gonna dislike. How can
okay,
I?
Okay, so that's a
I
good...
just love it, stories to do with Vikings and samurai.
That's an interesting. That's an interesting prediction, Briggo. We'll see.
But this season really flips. Like it's always the theme has always stayed central between season one and season two. Like, you'll see a similar theme, but with Thorfinn and with a lot of stuff that happens in the season, I feel like it flips season one on its head a lot. So I'm looking forward to see how you guys like it, and I guarantee Recon's not gonna like it as much.
Bro, I'm definitely gonna like it. I'm just happy it's 24 episodes long.
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's the same core staff. Even though it's MAPPA, it's still the same core staff that worked on season one, which was
That's really good. Chainsaw Man needed. Chainsaw Man needed 24 fucking episodes. I feel like they barely fucking got into like...
Agreed.
Yeah, like look at the Vinland Saga season one, you know? The culmination of that arc with...
Oh, that climax with Ascalad. Ascalad, oh my god. Yeah, like, so good. It's so good.
So good.
Yeah, so if Vinland Saga was 12 episodes, it would not have been as memorable. No. Like, not even close. Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. And I wonder why Briggs thinks Rikan won't like it as much. We'll see.
But I think Briggo's wrong. Oh,
because anyways, Rikan loves action and Vikings and murder, and I'm sure there still is quite a bit of that. But
I mean, farming. it literally happened in the first episode. It was literally there.
And it's farming.
It's very different. Anyway, let's go on.
We'll see.
And look at the rest of the season.
I will say about it for those of you who don't know, Truckchan is still doing her subathon. We mentioned that last week. She's been going for like 12 days, bro.
It's been a time.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It's been quite an interesting thing. You just met a goal where Nux has to fund an Ahegao phase for your truck model, which is hilarious.
Oh yeah, and I've already seen his suggestions. I'm terrified.
It's like, so funny. I don't care, he's paying for it. He can do whatever.
I don't care. That's all I'm saying. He's paying for it. I'm happy.
Yeah. Is it going to be a redeemable by points, right?
Probably. I don't know. I'll probably just have it there for like the truck model, like for the hype trucks and stuff.
Maybe when we reach
like, you know, a certain level or something like that. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. It just happened.
Okay. True. Yeah. And your next goal is new outfit.
New outfit for the model, and then the goal, if we hit this one, the goal...
Can we please get a swimsuit? Swimsuit!
Wait a minute. The goal after that would be an IRL Truckchan cosplay. So, like, I'll order the pieces and...
Ooh, hell yeah.
Post photos on Twitter.
Can we get a swimsuit model, please? Swimsuit outfit.
Sir.
Yeah, I mean, you do need to break into that bathtubs and pools,
Yeah,
Twitch
you
category.
Could literally do a Truckchan bathtub stream.
Huh?
So, seasonal anime.
Horny bastards.
moving on.
Seasonal anime!
What do you recommend, Rikan? Have you, so I'm assuming...
But you can ask me anything. I've watched every single first episode. Some good, some bad. Okay, some good, some bad.
All right, what is your number one pick that's not a sequel? Go.
Okay, so my number one pick that would not be a sequel would probably be, what was it called? Oh yeah, Buddy Daddies.
Buddy Daddies. That's
oh,
like
is
a
that
hair.
Spy X Family clone?
Kinda. It's an anime original by PA Works called Buddy Daddies. It's really wholesome. It's funny and it's super entertaining.
What's
and
it
it's
about?
kinda like Spy X Family because it's about two guys. They're daddies and you know they're co-workers and they do they do spy missions together and shit like that. They've known each other since you know since they were young and they do dangerous spy missions and it's accompanied of course with a little girl which is quite similar to of course Anya. I mean,
can you please clip Bringo saying daddy like that?
No
dad.
Yeah, I do not see this Buddy Daddies thing anywhere.
You don't see Buddy Daddies?
Bro! I've never heard Briggo say...
Briggo, fucking get on AnyChart, man.
Yeah, like, to
I
me...
I am on AnyChart.
No offense.
You don't see Buddy Daddies. It's literally right there.
No offense, but this to me sounds like Spy X Family without the waifu Yor, so...
It's not for me,
bro.
I don't know. I'm really liking it.
I'll probably check
for
it
for
out.
The first episode, it's
is
very
it a
wholesome
anime?
Anime. No, it's just very wholesome.
It's very wholesome? Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, I would still probably take a look at it.
I have it sorted by popularity, and it's just nowhere to be seen. So it's probably just near the bottom, and your taste sucks. Oh, I found it. It's like in the middle.
Yeah, it's in the middle.
Spy X Daddies.
Spy X Daddies.
I'm like, Zaddies. I have both chats up, by the way, so I'm like,
Spy X Daddies.
I'm literally going through both of them.
Spy X Daddies. Oh, and I also have to recommend Nier Automata if you guys have, you know, played the game.
I have not played the game. I've heard
not played the game. I've seen a lot of other things.
Yeah.
About
I think Nier. I would go with Spike's fucking Spy Daddies and Nier Automata, both of them. Like, I would recommend non-sequels.
I've heard of Nier Automata before.
Oh, it's a
It's so fucking good. I've completed the game multiple times and, you know, all the endings and a lot of the achievements. And seeing, you know, A1 Pictures nail it, it's so good. Even though people were complaining about the CGI, like, CGI, like, yeah. But, like, what do you expect? What do you expect? It's not going to be, you know, the best CGI, but it's still good. I mean, I liked it. I didn't see any problems.
I feel like a lot of times the CGI looks really, like jarring. But Chainsaw Man handled it well. It just depends how it's done. It works well for, like, honestly, monsters and titans, I find, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, Nier Automata, the CGI wasn't bad. I don't get why people are complaining.
Like, I feel like I'd have to see it for myself in order to actually have an opinion
because, like,
it.
For example, I feel like Chainsaw Man was bearable, but, like, Ajin was unbearable.
So, yeah, like, Ajin was...
But it was on Twitter, so...
So there's, like, I guess there's levels to it. Also, like, the new Seven Deadly Sins movie with Tristan is absolutely unbearable.
Oh, there's another movie?
Yeah, it's about Meliodas' son. But it's all like, it all looks like all a freaking CGI. Nintendo Wii game. Like, it's so.
Oh my god.
All CGI, bad visuals, and yeah, it's not very pleasing to look at.
Like, I'm not even watching it.
We got a lot of sequels this season with, like, Vinland Saga Season 2, Tokyo Revengers Season 2, I suppose. I don't know what season it is.
It's just Don
I think it would be Season 2.
Yeah, Don Machi. I think there might be a few others. Stray Dogs.
Yeah, we got Wolfuri Season 2. We got Nagatoro Season 2.
Want to know the best Season 2, though? Ways of the House Husband Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Ways of the House Husband Season 2!
Fun fact. Out of all the anime that have come out this season, I have not watched a single one other than Ways of the House Husband.
Oh, my God.
I haven't even watched Vinland Saga yet. But I
Wait, you haven't even watched it?
No, I'm
also for all of my dub watchers. We just spoiled the first episode for you.
I read the manga Farm Arc Ice Recon.
Oh, you read it. Never mind.
Yeah, I heard the House Husband's English voice actor's pretty cool guy.
He's fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's hilarious, man.
He is reprising his role as the House Husband himself.
I cannot believe that's so crazy to me.
Also, short story. Jonah was recently at a con, and he had a table signing next to Troy Baker, who was in, like, The Last of Us, and he's done a lot of other like, video games and anime and stuff like that. And he was, like, a little nervous to meet him, he was telling me this story about the only interaction that they had was he walked up and Troy goes, "Are you the House Husband?" And then he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "You're my wife's favorite anime." And he comes into our call afterwards, and he's like, "I cucked Troy Baker."
Let's go! That's amazing.
It's like, I'm his wife's favorite anime.
that's definitely bad taste
that's
for her.
I'm like, that's fucking cool.
What do you mean? I love
Shut
this anime.
Shut the fuck up! House Husband is
how can it be her favorite anime of all time, though?
You know what? Out of all the stuff coming out this season, I was most excited for this and Vinland Saga. So,
you know what? Facts. I'm so excited to watch House Husband.
Bro, she should have said Sword Art Online was her favorite anime because you know that's my favorite.
Anyway, Recon, it is pretty crazy that the voice of the House Husband and Legoshi is a guy who's going to be part of our Isekai Light Novel read-throughs, which Legoshi. We're doing again. Yeah.
I'll see if he's a
Animac, it's not Legoshi, it's Legoshi.
Did I completely? I was literally watching the episodes the other day. I completely forgot he voices the protagonist. That's amazing.
You watched the dub?
Yeah. I just kind of had it on while I.
Wow, you watched the dubs, Briggs? Cringe.
Briggo, cringe, man.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, Chuck Chan. I love Jonah, but I have to say that. Like, I'm legally obligated. I'm legally obligated to say that.
Here's the thing. Is if I have to, like, narrow down the amount of people that I can even invite because you're going to be a dick to the voice actors, I'm going to be upset.
Chuck-chan, it's not being a dick.
I'm going to be fucking upset.
I'm in no way a dick. Jonah's awesome. Anyways, yeah, last week after Rank of Fate, we were doing a read through of the first three chapters, like of the novel. And Jonah was in chat. He's like, "Put me in, coach." He wanted to take part in it. So I was like, "Yes,
hell yeah,
freaking awesome,
dude." But can I just say, Ways of the House Husband is so funny to me. I don't know, like the sense of humor it has. I don't care. It's animated like shit. Like it literally looks like someone animated it on
PowerPoint.
Sony Vegas.
It's PowerPoint simulator.
It's a PowerPoint.
It's literally PowerPoint simulator. Like some of the times it looks like they have an image of the character and there's a fucking moving it. It's so bad. Sometimes it adds to the comedy and sometimes it's just like, okay, that's really, really, really bad.
Bro, I don't give a shit. PowerPoint or not, it's so good.
It's so funny. The voice acting's on point and it's so funny. But
what
anyway.
Mean I haven't been on the internet.
What?
Someone in chat is saying that I haven't been on the internet long enough.
Wow.
For what?
I don't know.
Anyway, Recon, I want you to pick another anime that we should definitely watch and talk about next time you're on, which will be never. and tell us what it's about. Sell it to me. Right. Sell it to me.
You know it's going to sound like a hentai because that's what I literally always do, right?
Yes.
Of course. Let's see. You guys should probably also check out... is it? Oh yeah, Spy Classroom. A lot of people are talking about this one. Spy Classroom.
Why does everything have to do with spies?
Yeah, you got Spy Daddies, Spy Family, Spy Classroom.
Spy Classroom. Everything is about spies.
So Spy Classroom is actually quite popular a lot on, you know, Twitter and social media. I've seen this
Spy
everywhere.
Spy Kyoshitsu anime.
Yeah, Spy Kyoshitsu. It's basically just cute girls. You know, doing spy missions. That's what it's literally all about.
Sounds like
You're gonna literally get a full cast of girls, and they're gonna be training, you know, doing some training missions, real missions. They're literally preparing themselves for a huge mission in the end, and they're gonna fail sometimes, and they're gonna work together. It's basically bonding, relationship, working together, stuff like that. Cute girls doing cute things, spy missions. That's what it's
okay,
about.
Okay, so
but it's quite good.
Someone in my chat just said, "I despise the bandwagons."
I have an idea. I want to pitch an idea to you guys. New anime.
Okay.
Spy Maid Cafe, right? It's like a maid cafe, but that's where a bunch of spies come to do their dead drops.
Dude, that
and
literally
like,
exists. Is that the joke?
No, it exists.
Wait, does it exist? I think I've heard of something like
that. That literally exists.
A spy maid cafe does not exist. Come on.
It does. It does.
It kind of sounds like Maid Wars.
It does sound like Maid Wars.
Oh my god, anime! You beat me again with your stupidity.
It literally sounds
like
Maid Wars.
Yeah, I'd like to raise Akiba Maid War. There it is. Isn't that Akiba Maid War? Yep.
Dude, I swear to you, this is literally an anime.
Dude, that show was actually fucking hype.
I literally didn't know it existed. I was just coming up with the most random shit I could think of.
It's more Maid Yakuza, but.
No, I swear there's a bunch of girls that are like work at a maid cafe and then they get given missions they need to like carry out. I don't know if it's
like
specifically
Recoil?
Spies.
Like Chorus Recoil?
Could be that. I don't know.
Maybe that one.
I don't know.
There's a lot that are similar. There's a lot
if
that are
exists,
similar.
If it exists, there's
to
an
what,
anime.
Yeah.
Oh,
to what Animax just described. It's hilarious.
Bro, there's so I don't know why. Just
yo,
just a lot
Trigun
of
Stampede. What the fuck?
Yes, nah, there is. There is a remake of Trigun that started airing, and people are actually because like a lot of people are very. I'm very interested in it because Trigun is one of my favorites. I love.
I haven't watched it. Is that because I thought this was a sequel?
No, because it's older, so
it's
of course
not
you haven't
sequel,
watched it.
It's a sequel. It's a remake. It is a remake.
I think it's a prequel.
It is a full-on CGI show.
A recall, yeah.
So one of the few things.
I've been hearing good things about it.
One of the few things I'm actually interested in looking at and checking out. Like I'm just scrolling. I'm like, I don't really, not interested. Maybe I'll check it out. Whatever. I'm like, Trigun. Regan's like, yeah, I watched the first episode of everything except for the one that you're interested in.
Okay, probably not Trigun because I kind of thought it was because I've never watched the original, so I thought it was a sequel, but apparently it's not.
Yeah, it's CG animation.
Yeah, but it's full on CGI. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are saying really good.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people are saying really good things about it, so I have some hope for it. Because I heard that they were remaking Trigun, and I was like, huh.
any good isekais this season?
Oh, bro,
guys?
I just wanna tell you, there's so many titles. I'm looking in here.
Johnny Young Bosch is Vash in the dub for the remake.
Oh, Johnny Young Bosch. Oh man, love Johnny. Love Johnny.
Obviously, you guys watching the Demon King Academy one with Amos Sovoldigod.
I just want to tell you guys, okay. Also, I'm not watching Nagatoro because Nox told me it's super cringe and never to watch it.
It's not.
Sounds about right.
But some of these titles, bro. Some of these titles for these like cringy isekais. I assume they're isekais. That's what they look like.
Yeah.
Okay, Bofuri. Yeah, that's cringy. But I mean, that's not a new one.
Bro, Bofuri is really good. It's not isekai.
I actually kind of enjoyed season one of Bofuri.
Bofuri is really good. It's really good. Hmm.
Okay, I look at this. Listen to this. So much. The Ice Blade Sorcerer shall rule the world. Like, I don't,
yeah, don't
care.
I probably wouldn't recommend that. It's very generic.
The reincarnation of the strongest exorcist in another world.
Same
like,
thing.
Like, what is
generic.
This thing with, like, reincarnating someone and then being instantly so OP?
There is quite a few reincarnations this season.
Like, not even in a comedic way, like One Punch Man.
What is even this?
He's overpowered. Like, I don't like this overpowered instantly bullshit. Like, stop.
Reborn to master the blade. From hero king to extraordinary squire. Female sign.
Oh, yeah, this one. So this guy is, he's like his name is Inglis, and he's like the hero of the other world, and like he's super famous, but he's dying, and then he wished to be reborn. And then he was reborn into a baby in a female's body.
Of course. And reincarnated as a baby in another world.
Yeah, he was reincarnated as a baby, but this time as a
But
girl,
has all his memories?
Yeah, he has everything.
Of course.
And he's overpowered.
Oh, check this one out. Chilling in my 30s after getting fired from the Demon King's army.
Yes.
That sounds funny, Loki. That literally sounds funny.
Actually, tell me that. The first episode wasn't too bad. I liked that one. The first episode
I would
was
watch
not
that.
Too bad.
I would watch that.
Wasn't too bad at all.
Yeah, I guess like that could be funny if it's done well. Like it all depends on the execution there, right?
So the guy, the reason why he got fired is because from the Demon Lord's army, everyone else can use magic, but he can't. So they pretty much just fired him. But then he realized he's actually overpowered. So even though he can't use magic, he's still overpowered.
Why does it always have to be within the first episode? It's like, oh wait, but he's actually overpowered. Stop it.
Yo.
But to be honest, Brico, it's not that bad.
Listen to this one, bro. Listen to this one. Saving 80,000 gold in another world for my retirement.
Yeah, this one is generic. Don't watch it. This is just completely generic.
That actually sounds funny.
Like, what is this? It's like planning my financial future with an accountant in another world.
Okay, how about this one? If you guys are interested in cooking, there's this one called... what's the English title for this one? Fuck. Cooking in Another World with My Absurd Skills. Campfire cooking.
Absurd skills! Why does he have to have absurd skills? Absurd I just broke skills. My fucking pen.
No, listen, funny enough, this one is actually animated by Studio MAPPA. This one.
I don't care. I'm losing my mind.
That's the only reason why I checked it out is because it was animated by MAPPA. And to be honest,
why?
It was okay.
Why does it have to be? Like, what happened to struggling? What happened to the fucking...
Honestly, Briggs, forget about
the classic underdog story that they used to do over and over and over again.
Every single isekai here, none of them struggle. They're overpowered. First episode, they're overpowered.
That's what's wrong. I'm going to be Grandpa Briggs for a second. That's what's wrong with this generation. People want it instantly. They don't want to work for it no more. They don't want to struggle. That's why everyone's on this antidepressant medication nowadays. It's because everything's too easy. The struggle is the best part. The journey, not the destination, goddammit. I swear
this
to
is,
fucking God, man.
Why do you think I fucking hate My Hero Academia and Deku? Because he literally got overpowered first episode by eating a thread of his fucking hair. So annoying. And it's literally the same thing for every single isekai here. They're overpowered first episode. No power struggle, no nothing. Whoa, I'm overpowered. I can beat everyone. Oh, they fired me on accident. But yeah, like there are some good some bad. But I think we should probably talk about this one. An anime I was kind of looking forward to, which turned out to be the most degenerate shit I have ever seen. My Life as Inaki's Dog.
I don't know if you guys are watching this, I've heard a lot about that one, yes.
But it is the most degenerate shit I've ever seen.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's something about, like, girl licking her dog for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, right? I was like, what the fuck? It was so bad. I was actually looking forward to this, but as soon as the first episode was just, wow. It was something. Funny enough, the dog is also named Pochita.
I think I hate anime now.
Funny enough, the dog is also called Pochita, if you don't know. The same thing for Chainsaw Man.
Oh, Recon, did you like Bocchi the Rock?
Yes, I did.
You know why that anime is good?
Because
the protagonist struggles, and the girls struggle.
Social anxiety.
I hate it here.
The guy reincarnated as a dog, and she just took him to the bath, and she started licking his nose naked. I don't even know.
And you like it?
Not gonna lie, it kind of made me tingly, but at the same
time... Oh my god.
It made me tingly.
But at the same time, it was degenerate. But I'm still gonna watch it. I don't give a
fuck. Of course you are. You know what, Recon? Yep. Usually I'm very upset when you come on because of your takes. This time I'm just upset.
Because of anime.
Bro, I feel like anime is slowly degrading. Like,
yeah, man, like there's a lot of just bullshit here. I'm just looking at this and I'm like, come on, man.
There's even this one that aired a few days ago. It's Ayakashi Triangle. And it's the same gender bender bullshit where the guy transforms into a girl and there's Yuri action going on.
Sounds pretty pog to me. I don't even know what I want to talk about.
His visuals ain't too bad, though.
Why is there a Tokyo Revengers Christmas special?
What?
Yeah, I don't know why it's called the Christmas arc, to be honest. It doesn't make any sense.
It says Tokyo Revengers Christmas Showdown.
Interesting.
I think it's going to take place in Christmas, most likely, but I haven't seen anything Christmassy so far.
Well, I would fucking hope it does. Imagine there was nothing to do with
Christmas. I'm upset because
Christmas.
Of anime has to be one of the most relatable statements I've ever heard.
But yeah, everyone pretty much likes and hates Tokyo Revengers. Like, everyone is saying, yo, it's so good. And everyone else that doesn't like it is saying, oh, it's just a bunch of high school, you know, kids beating the shit out of each other, which is... They're not wrong, but obviously...
With, like, time travel in there.
Do they go to KFC for the Christmas arc?
No fucking clue.
I never even watched it.
It's like, it's hard because, like, I want to talk about anime this season, but I haven't been able to watch anything. So I'm like, I have no opinion on anything.
Yeah.
Well, all I know
that's for the most part the episodes we do with Recon. He just comes on and recommends us.
There's like 50. There's like 50 new anime coming out now every season. So many of them are such BS.
So many.
You can't even like criticize, make general statements anymore, right? Because you're like, well, look at how much this anime sucks. It's like, yeah, but there's like 50 other ones, so you know, just this season. So it's like,
are you guys watching Danmachi? Pretty good.
No, but I probably will. I feel like it actually got better.
I will watch it. I haven't watched it yet, but I will watch it.
The season is quite intense. I'm not gonna lie. The continuation.
Also, I'm gonna BRB like super, super quick.
Yeah. What are some of your least favorite ones you've seen? Recon.
Least favorite ones are like probably
I swear if you say the one, I just finally found one that I've been reading descriptions over and over right now during this podcast. I finally found one that says cool. I swear if you say it, Recon, I'm going to lose my mind. Go for it.
It's just some of the isekai are some of my least favorites. Like the saving the money, this one, before I got reincarnated, I forgot what the fucking title is called.
Yeah, and so they think we're tired.
Saving gold in another world.
Yeah, this one is like my least favorite.
For retirement.
The Ice Blade Sorcerer and, you know, Reborn as a Blade. Like, those are kind of my least favorite because they're extremely generic and bland and, you know, same tropes used over and over again. The others are okay, you know.
Farming Life in Another World.
They wanted to be Vinland Saga so bad.
So,
dude, Have you watched this one? It's called Oyukumi no Kaina. I don't know what is in English. I can't find it. Kaina of the Great Snow Sea.
Yeah. Polygon Pictures, if you don't know, they're the guys that made Ajin, and this show was full on CGI, so
fuck.
I didn't really like it.
This is the first, like, it's a world blanketed in an endless and ever-growing ocean of snow that people eke out out a living, either huddled around the roots of an enormous trees doing dotting the surface, blah blah blah. It's literally like
it's just Canada, bro.
Just Canada.
Polygon Pictures. This studio makes just CGI, just full on CGI shows. So they're not the best. And when they were making this, I kind of already knew that it wasn't probably going to.
Okay, let's do this description.
I feel like. Go ahead.
Can I give you this description for farming life in another world? Having died of sickness at age 39, Makio Hiraku is given the opportunity to go to another world. When asked what his wish is by God intending to give him strength, of course, you know, so you go to another world, but because the God of that world is like, hey, you want
to. What is your wish, son?
He says he requests to have a healthy body. He chooses to live peacefully. He wants to be able to know the local language. Like, what are you talking about, bro? All the isekai world speak Japanese. Everyone knows that. And so he wasted a wish. And then the final wish is to be a farmer.
That's
you
so,
wish for anything
that's
else.
So
bro.
Sad.
There
that's
better
so
be
sad.
A there better be a freaking harem of cowgirl and like busty potato picking girl. Like there better be like. She's got like earth stains all over her because she'd be picking potatoes all night.
Animec.
Yep.
This is a harem show.
Okay. Well, at least
this
it's
is
some, at least
this
something.
Is a heavily harem show because there's a lot of girls in there. But basically, the guy, even though he wished for farming, his majestical, powerful weapon is his hoe. That's his farming tool.
His what?
That's the only weapon in it. Hoe. Hoe. It's a farming tool.
Okay.
And
hopefully he's got a few more hoes.
And it's overpowered. And it's an overpowered.
What is this high card anime? I'm trying to find something that looks fucking cool.
Like, yeah, that poster for high card looks cool, but it's probably some gambling anime.
No, high card. It's kind of like a gambling anime, yes, but it's actually not bad, the first episode. It's very action-oriented.
Nice. I'm just trying to find something that's not a fucking overpowered protagonist isekai.
No, in this one, like, the protagonist, like, people basically have those powerful cards. Like, there's a bunch of them. And they have those cards, and then with those cards, each person has individual types of powers, and they use it to fight and gamble and shit like that. It's pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. Some cards are, like you get super luck, or some
look
cards
at this mother-
transform
how
into
many-
a gun or something.
Has anyone counted how many motherfucking isekai there is this season?
There's look at- so many
look at this.
There's tons of isekai anime.
Handyman Saito in another world. Saito is an ordinary handyman that gets transported to another world where his skills are very useful. He starts to really understand what it means to be needed. Dude, like, I wrote the truck isekai as a parody. But I feel like it's becoming less of a parody and more of a reality of what isekai look like every single year.
Well, so Handyman Saito, it's by C2C. C2C is a really good studio. Like, they make amazingly good-looking anime. And this one too. It's good, but the premise is a little bit boring. Saito is... he's not overpowered. He basically fixes shit, and he's a locksmith. So he's kind of like a thief in the other world. He knows how to pick locks and pick some chests and shit like that, but he literally has no power whatsoever. But yeah, it's
Ito Junji Maniac.
What?
What?
Maniac?
Where is that? Ito Junji.
Ito Junji. I don't know what it is in English. Oh, from the horror master of manga comes a new anime series, Junji Ito's Maniac. This
what is
cool.
I don't know where you are.
I thought you watched them all, bro.
I'm back, sorry.
So, well, I know some of the English titles. I can't remember all the titles.
Maniac. It's a horror anime.
Truckchan, I was just saying that reading some of these descriptions for isekai series, I feel like the truck isekai is becoming parody less and less every year, and more of just like a reality, a realistic.
Honestly, Animac, from all of these isekais that I've watched like this season, if yours was adapted into an anime, I would enjoy the hell out of it a lot more than these.
Yeah, contact me, MAPPA. Come on.
MAPPA, we could throw you a good deal. Please, just make
speaking of which, it was funny how. Like, when I was watching Vinland Saga, like, I went to click on the episode, and the first thing you see is, like, a bunch of dudes riding, like, futuristic motorcycles, because that's, like, kind of the MAPPA intro, and it doesn't go at all with Vinland Saga theme, so I was like, what am I watching? And then I realized, oh, that's just the MAPPA intro.
Yeah.
There's so many isekai truck, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this season is quite the isekai fest.
I'm sure. God, man, I remember, like, the isekai boom of 2019, 2020.
Yeah, but that wasn't even anything compared to what we have now. Like, that was, like...
Really?
Well, there's also this anime. It's quite also the talk. It's by Studio Bind, the creators of... I think you guys know who. Come on. Studio Bind.
I have no idea. I don't follow studios too closely.
Mushoku Tensei.
Okay.
None of you watched that? No, Mushoku Tensei was good.
Okay, so Studio Bind decided to, I don't know for what reason, decided to make an anime where the protagonist is an erotic game-loving dude, and he wakes up the next morning, and he transforms into a little lolly girl. And let's say...
What does he do as a little lolly girl?
Yeah, that's anime.
Yeah, exactly, that's a very good question. I'm not going to answer that because it gets super weird.
Ew.
Let's move on.
Let's just move on. Studio Bind, shame on you. You go from Mushoku Tensei to that? What?
I mean, that's a pretty anime-esque plot that you just described, you know?
Hmm. It's literally that. This is literally what happened. So I probably wouldn't recommend that. I dropped it first episode,
The Legend of Heroes, Senno Kitseki, Northern War.
Where is that? The Legend of Heroes? Oh.
To protect your hometown.
The
Rabonian Empire. Source. Crunchyroll.
So weird.
It's not great. It's not great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very much all right.
I'm just trying to find something that looks like premise looks decent, you know?
I don't know. I feel like I won't be really watching much anime anyway, this season, at least.
No.
Truck-chan, if you have watched the sequels for some of these anime, that's what I would stick to be honest, because the sequels outshine everything else.
Oh, yeah, no, the sequels are things that I'm definitely going to watch Way of the House Husband. I'm definitely going to watch Vinland Saga. Definitely going to watch, I do want to watch the remake of Trigun.
Are you watching House Husband in sub or dub?
Dub.
Nah, come on, Truck-chan. Bro, the Japanese voice actor for the protagonist is so much better.
Shut up. I'm literally friends with the protagonist of the dub.
Yeah, I literally had him on the podcast.
I know you are.
He's genuinely like one of my really close friends, and also I really like his work. I was a fan of his before I became friends with him. It's not
once again,
like
no offense
to
dub,
anything.
But you know, I just prefer Japanese voice
to Doug.
It's nothing.
Saying the Japanese is voice actor for the protagonist is so much better. It's pretty disrespectful, Recon.
Yeah,
I just prefer sub.
There's nothing wrong than saying I prefer the sub. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But
or even say that you think the sub is better. That's fine too.
You like that the sub
but...
is better because all that's right, your fine. Preference. That's what fine. I mean. Okay. But saying something like, oh well, the other guy sounds so much better. That's a little disrespectful, and that's where I'm gonna step up. I'll fucking white knight for that man if I.
There
have.
We go.
Okay, I'm polishing my armor and going to fucking battle.
Like, okay, you know, you want me to bow down like a Japanese person and say sorry? You want me to do that?
Disrespect my friends.
I mean, you know, normal people say sorry too, but regardless, I will be watching Vinland Saga season.
No, Briggs. No one says sorry except Japanese people. Anyways.
I will be watching Vinland Saga season 2. I will be watching Danmachi, Trigun, Way of the House Husband, probably a random isekai or two, dropping them after 3 episodes, and then we move on to the next season.
I think this might be an isekai too. The Magical Revolution of the Reincarnated Princess and the Genius Young Lady.
Oh,
God,
yeah, this
light
one.
Novel titles, why?
Like, that's like the 10th isekai.
That's this not season. Really, that's not an isekai, though. Even though the title does sound like it's not an isekai.
But it's about reincarnation, but maybe reincarnation in that same world, then?
Can't really say, so, I mean, there's no really hints of anyone getting reincarnated in it for anything.
Other than in
for
the
first two episodes. But it is a Yuri series, just letting you know.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, girls love... yeah, that's what to focus on.
The
it's
one,
not bad.
Bro, the one you were talking about where the guy, the erotic game loving guy becomes a girl, it's called...
Oh, yeah.
Onimai, I'm now your sister.
Oh my god.
Sometimes, do you ever feel like the Matrix is playing tricks on you, bro? Like, because I'm never going to watch most of these. I feel like people just make these up and they don't actually exist because they know I'm never going to watch it because it's like a Truman Show. And then they just put this to fuck with me.
I mean, I literally have to watch every single thing.
But it's like midlife memories pop up. To a prior life. Interesting.
I feel like there's so much competition now because it's a 90 billion anime come out every season that you get a couple that are actually bangers, right? That actually have a lot of effort put in. But there's probably so many that have tried to put effort in and like just don't get any recognition that studios are realizing, let's just shit out something and just make our money back, you know? Let's pay our staff, let's make some money, and let's just shit out something with the least amount of effort possible.
Yeah, you can point out Studio Bind for making that stupid Oni-chan show.
Oh, they have a Kyudo, Kyudo anime, which is Japanese archery. So it's like as niche as it gets.
Well, honestly, from every single new show, the only thing that I'd recommend to you guys to watch would be Nier Automata, Spy Classroom, Buddy Spy Daddies. Buddies. Yeah, Buddy Daddies. And High Card, like those are probably the only ones I would say do check them out. They're actually
pretty good. Revenger. What's Revenger?
Revengers is meh. It's
as
just
a master
very...
assassin. Okay.
It's
okay.
I just didn't enjoy it. I just didn't enjoy it.
That sigh brings.
As a master assassin.
Shit.
Lu Suiyuan looks into a series of assassinations made on the Grand Samurai Clan. The Satsuma, he encounters Kurumi Raizo, member and survivor of one of the attacks. Together, they discover the true nature of these murders is bigger than overstolen resources. As they get closer to the truth, they will come out alive to exact revenge. But yeah, it's a revenge story, but it's not great.
Sounds all right. I feel defeated.
Shame.
I was thinking of doing some streams on kick.com where I just watch anime, and if I get banned, I get banned. Who gives a fuck, right? Should I torture? I might torture myself to watch the first episode of every isekai here.
Oh.
that would be a funny review.
Damn, something anime can I agree on.
No, I mean, I've actually done this before. I'm like... In previous seasons, I've been like, okay, this is isekai. Can't be this generic. You know, it has to be some interesting thing about it. I'll watch the first episode or first two episodes. You know, I'm sure there's going to be something there that I'm not seeing. And I do it, and it's like, no.
Nope.
It Bro, just like,
even
is that
last,
generic.
Even the previous season, we had some pretty good isekai. Like, that time I got reincarnated as a sword, if you guys have watched that. That was a pretty good isekai.
I've been
isekai.
Wanting to watch that one. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, like, it's good. It's by Studio C2C. That was a... decently good isekai, but then we go to stuff like this from this season, which is like
at this point this point I feel like isekai studios studios that make isekai are like, the way we're gonna make this isekai unique is by not making the truck the way the character gets isekai, and then everything else is gonna be completely generic.
No, it's like, let's just make an overpowered protagonist because people want that.
No, but like, he wasn't overpowered in the real world, Briggs. He was just overpowered when he arrived.
They hate their lives, so now let's isekai them to another world and make them better. Exactly. And make everyone love them.
The thing is, Briggo, compared to what I want, which is I want, you know, power struggle, there are so many other people, like a lot more, that want an overpowered protagonist straight away than power struggle, which is sad.
like overpowered protagonist couldn't be done right. Like there's good examples of it being entertaining.
It's such just these as generic, such these... as Briggo, Lord Briggo from that time you guys got to another
Lord world. Briggo.
Eight Briggo. That's what we got to call him from now on. Eight Briggo.
No, okay, no, I'm not changing the story, okay? By the way, when we did the read through, it's funnier and better than I remembered it was, bro.
Yeah.
Now really. I know I'm biased. I'm the most biased cringe. Person possible.
That but was so fun.
I remember it. The way I remembered it, it was more of like a rushed thing. But I feel like it's fucking better than I thought. Like in terms.
But
of
again, even though
effort,
I say I want.
Listen.
Just remember, even though I want power struggle.
If you changed things, I'm letting you know. If you changed things in the story for the read through, I will stop right then and there.
What?
Because I know Animac threatened me the other day, or the other week. Wow.
Oh,
you threatened Truck Jam Anime?
Change it. He changed, like, changing the story a bit to make me say stuff about feet. I'm going to stop the read-through. I will fucking leave.
It's like,
Animac, right then and there. Change the script, Animac.
If he changes the script and I see one comment about fucking feet, I'm leaving.
You can't, Animac, trust you me, can't leave. You're doing a subathon.
I can leave the call. I can do something else. I'll go play Apex. I'll do something else.
That would be funny. It's like old fans are like, bro, I don't remember this extremely long foot fetish chapter. Like, what is this?
What the fuck is this?
Oh, good times.
I just remembered, even though I want power struggle anime, I gotta remember that one of my favorite protagonists of all time is Kirito, who's literally overpowered straight away.
Bro, it's because he struggles like early on, but we don't get to see that struggle.
He's
a
struggle. He's a beater, yeah. Bro.
He's like guts, leader. But better. You know?
No! Stop! All right,
I think we end the
podcast. He's the real struggler.
We're done.
And just like that, we'll see you guys all.
Okay,
next
hold on. Let me just say.
No, we're not done yet.
Recon wasn't nearly as obnoxious as I expected him to be this episode. So I feel like. We can't end before he gets into his obnoxious phase.
Okay, what should I do to get into my obnoxious
phase? He can't even have bad takes. Everything's bad.
Bro, honestly,
true. Yeah, that's a great point.
There's so many
bad shows this
season.
That's the only reason why he's been fine.
That's a great point. Everyone can agree that so many of these shows are so bad and generic that, you know, even Recon... can't disagree. It's crazy.
It's not a bad season. There's some fun, but...
No, but non-sequel-wise, I don't know if there's actually, like, I haven't watched it yet, so I guess I'll decide for myself once I force myself to watch some anime, but for the most part, I am not excited. I am not impressed. My day is ruined.
Honestly, if you had someone come up with, like, a joke my anime list with, like, joke isekai that don't really exist in that list, I would not be able to tell the difference between that many of the ones that are actually here.
I've literally been reading descriptions. I usually don't do this for anime. I like to go in blind. I've just been reading descriptions to try to find something that sounds interesting, and I can't.
I probably wouldn't go by just descriptions, Briggo.
There's 70 anime on this fucking list or something like that. Why
Briggo,
can I not
need
find
to
a
watch
single
the first
interesting...
episode?
I will.
Watch the first episode and then
I
see
will.
For yourself.
But I'm just saying, there should be like some good anime.
Very good.
I yeah. never go
and
by
then,
judging
if
an anime
if
from
if
its
If I look at my
like
top
ever.
50 anime of all time and read the descriptions of it, I'm sure at least half of them sound cool.
I'd never judge an anime by its synopsis. I literally watch the first
but
episode
is,
and see if it's good.
This is
or
the
not.
Problem with people saying shit like Demon Slayer is overrated. Bro, Demon Slayer is amazing compared to most of the shit we get every season. Come on.
That's true.
Indeed.
That's true.
It is. It's still overrated, but though.
Anime is bad now, so.
Demon Slayer is good, but it's still super overrated.
I disagree.
That's all I'm going to say.
Demon Slayer is hype.
No. It is. I'm not saying it's bad.
Can't wait for season 3
really
in
good.
April. Let's go.
I think Demon Slayer is better than Chainsaw Man off like first season, the first season.
I would say so too.
I agree.
But the thing is, I'm not like someone who hates on Demon Slayer just because it's like popular. I think Demon
Slayer. Oh, yeah. Guess what? We're also getting this April. It's Isekai of Smurf for season 2!
Yes! When are,
Rico's favorite anime!
When, if ever, Smurf are we getting the final part of Attack on Titan?
I hate...
We don't know yet, that Animac.
We still don't know when we're getting the final season part 8.
It's this year. It's this year, but we don't know when.
And what about Jujutsu Kaisen season 2?
This year, but we don't know when.
Oh my god.
This season has manifested a headache.
All right. Fine. We can cut it off here, guys. We're going to go do some more reading through the Isekai Light novel with Truck-chan and friends, including Briggo and Recon and possibly Jonah and other people.
I know Juzo's still our beady, though. I gotta
Juzo's our narrator. We got lots of cool people popping in and out. Because Truck-chan is still doing her subathon 12 days later. When will she ever end? We don't know. If you're...
As of right now, I have 35 hours and 41 minutes on the clock.
Bro, honestly, the April season looks so much more better. We got fucking Dr. Stone, Eden Zero. What we got? Demon Slayer.
I don't care about Onosuba. Sequels. I don't care about sequels. Demon Slayer, we know the sequels might be good because there's a few anime that we like from the previous season.
Bride as well, though we haven't seen this fucking.
Yo, actually, Recon.
I want some good new anime.
Recon.
Wait a minute. Magus Bride is coming back.
Yeah, season 2, April.
Nice.
Recon.
I want good new.
I'll
anime.
Have to rewatch it.
It's not Eden Zero, it's Eden Zero. Please.
Oh,
fucking hell, Animac.
Pronounce it properly.
Eden Zero or Eden Zero, doesn't matter.
I'm going to go yoink Jonah and Juzo over here. Cool. We want to end the podcast.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So, yeah, if you are interested in the read throughs or just to see how long Truck-chan will go before she goes insane, it might even be too late already. Check out her channel.
My insanity. I had fun with Jump King.
Truck-chan VTuber on Twitch, and we're obviously back next week. Until next week, see ya, Space Cowboys.
Bang.